Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe and friends. Merry Christmas! Yes, today is a very special day. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Well, so we're continuing to learn about this Christmas story. What can we learn about Christmas today? The title of our lesson is The Christmas Story. And so today we will learn about the true gift of Christmas. What is the true gift of Christmas? I am going to enjoy talking about this. I hope you enjoy as you learn something new today about English and about Christmas. Let's start by opening up our magazines. Good? Okay, let's begin.
The Christmas Story. So they traveled across mountains and deserts by camel to find out more about this star. It led them to Bethlehem, but it took them about 2 years to get there. No planes, buses, or trains existed back then. They brought expensive, valuable gifts of gold, myrrh, and incense to give this very important person who had come into the world.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 valuable 这个形容词，它的名词是 value, V-A-L-U-E, 意思是指价值。所以形容词 valuable 是指有价值的或者是贵重的。例如 Peter's expertise is a valuable asset of our company. Peter 的专业知识是我们公司重要的资产。Valuable 也可以当名词，意思是指贵重物品，多数用复数型。例如 The couple put their valuables in the safe. 这对夫妻把贵重物品放在保管箱里面。接下来我们看 incense 这个名词。Incense 是指香，它是一个不可数名词。例如 The smell of incense in the temple is very strong. I feel kind of dizzy. 庙宇里面的香的味道非常的浓厚，我觉得有点头晕。或者是 They burned incense on the porch to repel insects. 他们在门廊点蚊香来驱除蚊虫。或者是 Some spas will burn incense to relax their customers. 一些 spa 会点香让顾客觉得放松。
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse.
Oh, careful, careful.
Yeah, this is a very valuable gift. I don't want to drop that.
And I don't think a real wise man would drop the gift.
Exactly. Well, Rebecca, are you happy now? I am dressed like a wise man.
I'm very happy because you're finally dressed the part. Mm-hmm. And so you're a wise man. Mm-hmm. I'm an angel.And we get to finish telling the story in character.
Exactly. Now, friends, those wise men, or the people that we learned of yesterday, actually, there's many different names that people have for them. Sometimes they call them the wise men, or as you just heard us singing, the three kings. We don't know how many there were, but that song Three Kings was about those wise men.
That's right. And here in our lesson, we learn...that they, or so they, traveled, and of course, this is referring to those wise men, or the kings, they traveled across mountains and deserts by camel to find out more about this star.
Hey, I like that phrase, yeah. Rebecca. Well, when you're traveling somewhere, how do you travel? Often we'll use the word by when we talk about traveling. For example, they traveled...by camel. You could use that word when you're talking about going in a car, too. We traveled by car to the other city.
And when I go back to the United States, I usually travel by airplane. It's definitely more convenient and faster.
Oh, yeah, much faster than going by boat, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of by boat, a few years ago, my sister had the opportunity to travel by boat from America...to Europe.
Oh, that's kind of cool. This sounds like a long trip, but kind of a fun and interesting trip, too. Well, friends, you can go by boat, by plane, by taxi, by bus. Now, if you're walking, we usually use another phrase. We would say you're going on foot. So not by feet, you would say you're going on foot. So like Rebecca and I, we can walk around this Christmas tree right now. Go ahead that way. We're going on foot to a very far place.
That's right.
To our original positions.
We went very, very far, didn't we?
Yeah, we came full circle, Rebecca.
Yes. Well, we're talking about these wise men, or these three kings, and they traveled across mountains and deserts by camel. Now, that would have been kind of a fun way to travel, by camel, like in our picture.
Yeah, have you ever ridden a camel before, Rebecca?
I have. When I went
you told
to
me
Israel,
about that.
Yes. When I went to Israel, I had the opportunity to ride a camel. But not across mountains and deserts.
No, I would actually love the opportunity to ride a camel. Now, I don't know if I could do it for 2 years like these guys did. Now, we read it led them to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, but it took them about 2 years to get there. Okay, so when they got there, Jesus was around 2 years old. He was no longer a little baby.
No, he was not. And of course, we read no planes, buses, or trains existed back then. Of course not, because we're talking about a time period that was a long time ago. But I really, really like this phrase, back then. This just refers to a time that was some time ago, in the past.
That's right. So you know that we're talking about a time about 2,000 years ago. You already know it's 2,000 years ago, so now we don't have to keep saying, oh, 2,000 years ago this happened, or 2,000 years ago that happened. We can just use this phrase, back then. So for another example, 200 years ago, people cooked food over a fire. Back then, there was no electricity. Back then. You know I'm talking about 200 years ago.
And you know, 200 years ago, people didn't have cell phones.
You're right.
So back then, communication around the world was much more difficult.
Well, yeah, it was a lot slower. Back then, people wrote letters. And Rebecca,
yes.
I'm assuming that back then, people had much better handwriting because they often practiced, they often were writing just using their hands.
Gabe, I have a feeling that back then, people probably did have better handwriting. They weren't spending so much time typing on the computer back then.
You know, I think it's a good thing to practice your handwriting, maybe practice writing letters and not only sticking to email or Facebook or things that require a computer.
That's a really good point. But you know, back then, I actually think that people were probably better at face-to-face communication because they didn't have any other options.
I think you're right about that, Rebecca. Well, friends, let's continue learning about these wise men or these kings, these people from the East. They brought expensive, valuable gifts of gold, myrrh and incense.
Yes.
Those are two words we don't use too often, but they are also gifts in this story, to give this very important person who had come into the world.
And you know, Gabe, I hear that gold, myrrh, and incense, they're very valuable, very expensive, right?
Yeah.
Well, it says that in our lesson. So why do you think these wise men or kings would bring such valuable gifts to some person they had never met?
Exactly, because according to those ancient writings we read about yesterday, a king would be born. Of course, you want to present the best things to a king, which is why I bought this Yuanbao. Do you like this, Rebecca?
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, this, you know, the kings were from the East, right? Well, that's probably somewhere in Asia. Of course, maybe they didn't have Yuanbao, but some kind of gold like this that was very valuable.
Right. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something with the guys in the InfoCloud.
Oh?
I hear it's really good. Something about Chinese characters.
Hey, I like Chinese characters.
Do certain Chinese characters come from the Bible? Consider the character Fu, meaning blessing.
Now, when we break down this character into its different parts, we first notice the radical shi, which is sometimes thought to represent God.
On the right side, we find eco tien, which can mean one person in a garden. Put them together and fu could suggest God and a man together in a garden.
Which neatly corresponds with the biblical story of God walking with Adam in the Garden of Eden.
Kind of a stretch? Okay, how about the Chinese character yi, which means righteousness? At the top half of the character we see yang, which means lamb or sheep.
The bottom half, of course, is wo, the character for me.
So, we're righteous when there is a lamb over us. This concept may sound a little foreign, but it's a major theme that runs throughout the Bible. That is, people are made righteous only by being under the sacrificial blood of a lamb.
So, does this prove Chinese characters have a connection to the Bible? Well, no one can say for sure, but it's certainly fun to talk about.
今天是圣诞节，我们来看两个符合圣经真理的中文字。一个是福，福是由是一口田组成，是代表上帝，口代表人，田代表田地花园。在创世纪讲到上帝与亚当住在同一个花园里，亚当是一个蒙福的人。另一个字是义，这个字是由羊我所组成。圣经里有一个重要的主题，就是因着相信耶稣成为我们的代罪羔羊，我在他之下就可以称义，成为一个义人。这两个字跟圣经的关系也许纯属巧合，但是在圣诞节换个应景的话题也蛮有意思的。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Here's a little Christmas quiz for you to see how much you know about Christmas and the real meaning of Christmas and the history of Christmas. Okay, number one, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, Santa Claus is Jesus's father.
that question was for me?
Yes.
Obviously,
it's a difficult one.
It's false. Of course not.
You're right. God okay. is Jesus' father.
Okay. That's right.
Do you have one for me?
I do. Question number two. True or false? There were three wise men.
Three wise men. Ah, we just talked about this earlier. Nobody knows how many wise men or kings came from the east to present gifts to baby Jesus.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Great job.
Yes. Okay. Here's another one. Let's see. Oh.
Uh-huh.
The third one. What about Christmas? Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
I forget it.
Oh, I got one.
You got one?
I got one.
Okay.
So, true or false, baby Jesus was born in a hospital.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I know the answer.
What is it?
The answer is false. Baby Jesus was not born in a hospital or a hotel or a fancy palace.
Uh-huh.
He was born in a manger.
Good job!
Where cows and horses eat food from.
Can you imagine that?
No.
No, but he was. You're right.
Well, friends, there's lots of interesting facts about the first Christmas, and we have more to learn about the Christmas story right now.
The Christmas Story. The Christmas story has been told in all languages of the world. Many plays and musicals have been written describing this great revelation to all people. The story proclaims that God has a solution for the future of the world. And that story affects lives throughout all generations and lasts forever. The true gift of Christmas is the gift of Jesus from the Creator of the universe. He brings love, joy, and hope into the lives of all who take the time to discover and accept Him.
OK, 继续我们看 revelation 这个名词，它的动词是 reveal, R-E-V-E-A-L, 意思是实展现或透露，所以名词 revelation 在这里是指启示，特别是上帝的启示。例如 in the Bible, the prophets were the ones who received God's revelations. 在圣经中，先知是领受上帝启示的人。Revelation 也可以指揭露或揭发。例如 the mayor resigned after the revelation of the scandal. 丑闻被揭发之后，市长就辞职了。所以我们看 proclaim 这个动词， P-R-O 这个字首有往前的意思。Claim 是指声称或宣称，所以 proclaim 是指宣告、宣布或者是声明。例如 the party has already proclaimed victory even though only half the votes have been counted. 虽然选票才计算到一半，这个政党已经宣布获胜。或者是 the company's CEO proclaimed that their sales would increase by 5% in the next quarter.公司的执行长宣布下一季他们的销售会增加 5%. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, in this next section, we learned something really interesting about the Christmas story. The Christmas story has been told in all languages of the world. Many plays and musicals have been written describing this great revelationto all people.
That's right. You know, I think of A Christmas Carol, right? That story by Charles Dickens. Or if you've ever seen the play, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, there are so many stories and plays based off of the Christmas story.
Exactly. And of course, we see the story proclaims that God has a solution for the future of the world. And let's take some time and talk about this phrase, solution for. A solution is just the answer to a problem.
Yes. So, for example, I think of many organizations around the world that are trying to find a solution for world hunger. They're trying to end world hunger and make it so that everybody has something to eat and drink. They're trying to find a solution for this problem.
Exactly. And of course, we see that this story affects lives throughout all generations. Well, let's continue reading. The true gift of Christmas is the gift of Jesus from the creator of the universe. He brings love, joy, and hope into the lives of all who take the time to discover and accept him. Take the time to do something. What does that mean?
All right, well, that means you're going to use some of your time. You're not just going to let your time go by. You're going to be intentional and do something. Maybe you need to take the time to think about an important decision in your life.
And I think it's also very important to take the time to get to know other people. And of course, it's important to take the time to discover and accept Jesus Christ.
Well, friends, I think some of our friends also would like to give you a blessing today. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas. I'm excited today. On Christmas, we generally spend time with our family, and I'm excited that I get to spend this evening with my children and my husband celebrating together. I hope that you all get to do something that you really enjoy today and know the true meaning of Christmas, which is love from God.
Hi, guys. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
Right now, we are shooting in the studio.
We hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hazel.
Yeah.
And today is Christmas Day. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Me too. Have a great day, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm just getting ready for some review skits. Well, I wanted to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thanks for studying with us at Studio Classroom.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just preparing for the SC review skits. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, everyone.Here, we're wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
The InfoCloud wishes all of you the love, joy, and peace this Christmas season. Merry Christmas!
Christmas is a great celebration.
Yeah, Santa Claus, toys, Christmas trees.
Actually, Christmas commemorates the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem.
It does? Can I see a video? Are there photos?
No, they didn't have cameras and modern technology back then.
Oh, then how did people know that Jesus was born?
Well, God had a big choir of angels perform in the skies.
Singing angels? Ooh, what a special birthday party.
And there was something even more amazing.
Really? What's that?
A bright new star appeared in the sky. People from afar saw it and wondered about it.
A new star? That is an amazing phenomena.
Yes, the star led wise men from the east to the newborn king.
The baby Jesus?
Yes, but they traveled across mountains and deserts.
On buses and trains?
No, they didn't have those back then.
Oh, well, what about camels?
Well, they may have ridden camels. Anyway, it may have taken a year or two to get there.
Ooh, so the baby Jesus wasn't a tiny baby anymore?
Right. The wise men brought gifts to little Jesus.
Wow, what a great story.
Yes, it's the Christmas story. It's been told all around the world.
Sounds important.
It is. The story of Jesus proclaims God's love to the world. It affects lives throughout the generations.
Oh, so that's why we celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I still like my toys.
I know.
The people following the star traveled by camels over mountains and across deserts for 2 years as they followed the star to get to Bethlehem. They took valuable gifts of gold, myrrh, and incense to give to this important new king. The Christmas story has been told in all languages, and many plays as well as musicals have been written about this revelation to all peoples of the world. What is the story? The story proclaims that God indeed has a solution for the future of the world, and that it affects lives throughout all generations, and it is forever. So when thinking about Christmas, remember it is about the gift that the Creator of the universe gave to the world, Jesus. To everyone who takes time to know Him and accept Him, He will bring love, joy, and hope into their lives. Merry Christmas, everyone!
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year!
Friends, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom, and of course, we would like to again wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Goodbye.